Thanks for the progress note for Clarence Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Clarence is C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E. Place was the Pines of Burton Memory Care South. Date, the service was May 9th, 2022. New paragraph chief complaint. Mr. Kennedy was seen May 9th regarding diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease, Parkinson's disease, redness of the left great toe, etc. New paragraph history. Mr. Kennedy stated that 2 days ago he had chest pain that was resolved, period. It resolved after an hour after his children came. Period. He does seem to get chest pain that gets when he anticipates his children coming, and then that goes away right away, period. He does have coronary artery disease, and his pain may not be coronary, period. The coronary disease does appear stable at the present time, and most of the time he does not get angina. And this pain is not necessarily consistent with previous pains, period. New paragraph. It's also noted that he had still has redness of the left great toe, and he had ingrown toenails and was seen by podiatry, period. He had been put on antibiotics, which are completed now, period. It does not appear infected, but there's a bit on the red side, period. He does have edema 2+, period. He scratches and may get excoriations from time to time on the legs, period. His blood sugars vary. They're mostly in the mid-100s with a few in the low 200s, period. There's no polyuria or polydipsia, period. He does admit to decreased vision, period. New paragraph, he has Parkinson's and his gait is short and shuffling, but he did seem to walk across the room without major problems, period. He has had bladder cancer and chemotherapy for this in the past, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, no. He has decreased vision, no eye pain, ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness, and he heard me adequately. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, he gets the intermittent chest pains as above, but no clear-cut angina. He was not having pain when seen, period. No palpitations, period. He's not dizzy. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding, or diarrhea. GU, no dysuria. Musculoskeletal, he denied significant arthralgias. Endocrine, he has diabetes mellitus, no polyuria or polydipsia. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Depending on past history. Diabetes mellitus type 2. With hyperglycemia. Bladder cancer, coronary artery disease of the native heart, vitamin D deficiency, benign prostatic hyperplasia, Parkinson's disease, mild depression, essential hypertension, urinary incontinence. New paragraph, family history, father's deceased, period. He had cancer and heart problems. His mother's deceased, period. He has a sibling with polio. And he has a son with hypertension. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill. Temperature 98.5, pulse 73. spite rate 16, blood pressure 132 over 71, O2 saturation 97%, head and neck exam, pupils equal reactive, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact, oral mucosa is normal, use normal inspection, lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal as well as 2, no gout, no murmur, no edema, abdomen soft and non-tender, CNS clears, go see normal, sensation intact, musculoskeletal, show range of motion is normal, there's no acute joint inflammation, skin, he has redness of the foot, period. He's had treatment for ingrown toenail. There's a few scratches in the legs and buttocks, period, likely from itch. A foot exam was done, period, which showed decreased sensation of the distal part of the foot, period. Motor was normal. Pedal pulses were 1+. There's no major lesion except for the ingrown left toenail that has been worked on by podiatry, period. New paragraph, CNS, he has a short step shuffling gait as well, period. New paragraph, mental status. In orientation of time, he got 0 out of 5, period. He could not tell me the date, day, year, month, or season, period. In orientation of place, he scored 2 out of 5, period. He knew the city and state, but not the county, place, or floor, period. Affect seemed normal, period. Assessment plan, 1, Mr. Kennedy has diabetes mellitus type 2 with hyperglycemia and neuropathy, period. It does not appear to be a painful neuropathy, period. Alkalinity 11, mere 12 units at bedtime, and metformin 850 milligrams B80 plus Januvia 100 milligrams daily. Period. I will order a hemoglobin A1C and a basic metabolic panel, period. 2, he has essential hypertension, and I will continue lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, and metoprolol 100 milligrams daily, and that seems to be controlling it, period. 3, he has coronary artery disease. And I'll continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily plus the metformin as noted. I'm sorry, not metformin, the metoprolol as noted, period. 3, he has Parkinson's disease, and I'll continue Sinemet 100 over 25, 1-4 times a day. And we'll monitor, period. His benign prostatic hyperplasia, and that doesn't seem to be bothering him at present, period. I'll continue atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily for lipids, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.